Well, we're rumbling, and this means we've been off mic on Radio Entrepreneurs having a good time. But now the mics are back on. It's time to go. Time to talk to entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Welcome back. And our next guest, let's hopefully I get this right, Dan Fantasia, President and CEO, Treeline Inc.
How are you?
Good. I love the name.
Yeah.
Treeline Inc., but also Fantasia.
Oh.
did your parents name you after the movie?
Yeah,
I shouldn't make those jokes.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, when I was a young kid, it was just my last name, right?
So, but it's a good last name. Thought, it's got a cachet about it.
Yeah, as I got older, I appreciated it more.
Right.
So, yeah.
No, it is. It's a great name. You never forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times you're trying to remember names. You hear your name once, you remember it forever.
I hope so. But
you should be Dr. Fantasia.
Yeah, I don't think I can pull that off.
So tell us about Treeline.
Sure. So Treeline is a search firm. We're a recruiting firm that helps companies hire sales professionals. We've been around for 19 years with a specialty specifically and solely in the recruitment of sales professionals.
I'm going to be a troublemaker.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I went through the sales training at Johnson & Johnson
many,
many, many moons ago.
Yeah.
It was almost a 9-month training program.
Yeah.
If I meet 100 salespeople, maybe 15 can really sell.
Yeah.
Most people, and the sales training programs that used to exist when I got out of university, they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And they said to us, you think you know how to sell? You're going to realize when we're done with you, you didn't know how to sell, and we're going to teach you how to sell.
Although it is getting better. I mean, universities are now, like when we went to school, universities didn't have, right?
Never.
Not even on, that's exactly right.
Never, but they teach presentation skills now.
Well, they teach prospecting and hunting and cold calling. Yeah, there are some really good, like UNH has a
phenomenal. But they don't teach listening?
Well, they teach. And selling's changed
so much. Number one skill
in
selling is listening.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
And hearing.
Yeah, but with social media, the way we used to sell has changed so much. Even in the past 10 years, it's changed radically.
2 years.
2 years, that's right.
Right.
That's exactly right.
My social marketing habits today compared to 24 months ago?
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we're always adapting and changing.
And now with Corona, I don't even want to talk to anybody. Get out. Just call me on my phone.
Yeah.
No, tell us how you got into the business. I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
I do consider sales to be, again, you'll get back into my train, a very honorable profession if done right.
I agree.
You're helping people to do the things they want to do in life and in work.
It's one of the reasons why our job is so hard. There's not a lot of sales recruiting firms. And there's not a lot because it takes so much heavy lifting to understand and identify who the talented sales reps are.
Right.
Right? We have 90,000 sales candidates in our database and we spent...
90,000?
Yeah. We spent the past, 19 years building these relationships and identifying who the real top talent is. And by the way, top talent is different for everyone because there are different types of organizations. Right, you have Amazon and you have a small, it could be mom and pop manufacturing firm. Everyone still needs to generate revenue and they need sales professionals. So finding the right fit for your organization, that's critical.
I agree. Were you a salesperson?
Before I got into recruiting, I was not. Well, I was more of a general manager, I said, that was in charge of selling.
Well, again, you don't have to be a sales manager to be the president.
Yeah.
but how did you learn sales, or do you know sales?
Well, you know, I got it. So I went to basically an executive search firm looking for a new career, and I was looking at sales opportunities in technology companies, and the CEO said, before you consider any of these offers, what about working at our firm? It was 100% commission. And there was something about it. My gut said, this is right. This is right. I like the culture. I like the environment. I like the CEO. I like the mentor. There's a lot I can learn here. And so while my parents and friends all thought I was crazy, I jumped in. And I was horrible at it.
Now, you've done Fortune 100 companies. You've done startups. You've done small businesses.
Yeah.
Those are like, that's like comparing going on a safari in Africa and going to a petting zoo in Boston.
Yeah.
It's a whole different world of sales, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah.
You know, most of the companies I come across, they don't understand sales either or how to recruit properly with sales.
That's exactly right. I would say that every client we have thinks that they are expert in recruiting sales professionals. But the one common denominator that they're all missing is they are not educated, back to listening, they're not educated on the market. So when they come to our firm, they have a list of requirements that they want in their next top performer or what they perceive as their next top performer. The challenge is that when we go to market and we start finding and talking to these sales professionals, we might find that skill set that you're looking for is going to cost you $50,000 more in base salary than you originally thought. So there's two decisions you need to make. One is either you increase your salaries and total comp, or you reduce the requirement that you're looking for, right? So if you're a company and you have a sales role that's open, a territory that's open, that's a $1.2 million territory, that's $100,000 in revenue per month. If you sit on that as the VP of sales for 4 months, you're down a third of the year. You're down $400,000 in revenue. And if it's because your requirement is off and you're not educated on what the market is saying or what their interest levels are around your organization, you're going to burn time and revenue. So the best VPs, they know that. They are with us. Our average hire takes about 30 days. So they are on it right away, and they don't let a territory sit dormant for very long.
Another thing I see in the industry is that the best salespeople want to become sales managers. And one skill has nothing to do with the other. Do you ever find that, and how do you deal with it?
Occasionally. It depends.
I mean, great salespeople are like great hunters.
Yeah, yeah. They're two different career paths.
Yeah.
They really are. And so when we sit with, over the past 5 years, we've had less than 3% turnover. So when we help our client find a hire, it sticks. The biggest challenge is when we're talking to candidates and with our clients, we want to make sure that neither one is overselling each other. Let's just talk about what the role is, what's required, what the daily job tasks are so that it's a good fit. If it's not a good fit, why are we pushing to make this happen? It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And then, by the way, for us personally, we've built such a great brand. It is critical to make sure it's a good match, because otherwise, in 6 months or 9 months, if someone decides to leave or they let go, the client's mad, the candidate's mad, we're unhappy. It's a horrible experience.
Well, that's an interesting point you bring up, standing behind your placements. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we do a guarantee with every single one of our placements.
How long?
It depends. It depends. It depends on the role.
You know, winning the Super Bowl doesn't depend.
You know why? It depends. A lot of our searches, we have a variety of different services. We sell a software service, we sell a contingency service, and we sell a retained service. With our contingency service, that's the most prominent service that clients and companies use today. With that service, there is no cost to our clients to find this talent. They do, though, although, need to have some accountability around who the individual is that they choose to hire. We can find the talent and we can bring the talent to them. We may disagree with the person they choose to hire, but at some level, the management team has to be accountable for that person. You couldn't hold us accountable for 6 months or 12 months. At that point, generating revenue and building pipeline.
I agree with you. Industry background versus just a great salesperson. Thoughts on that?
Is that a question? Is that what I would pick, or what our clients want?
I just threw it out in a sort of open-ended statement.
Talented sales professional.
Right. They can always learn the business and sell the business.
Yeah, I think the reason why companies stare away
from it. Agreed.
The companies stare away from it because there's a lot of heavy lifting. So
you find a person who knows how to sell?
Yeah. They've got the drive, the ambition, the grit.
Right.
I mean, I would take that every day over industry expertise.
We've been speaking with Dr. Dan Fantasia, President and CEO of Treeline Inc. Dan, want to have you come back again and talk about sales with us. Would love it. But until then, can you tell us how people can find you?
Yeah, sure. The easiest way I'd say is just visit our website, treelineinc.com. If you want, you can email me directly. And that's pretty simple. It's my last name, Fantasia@treelineinc.com.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is great.
I hope you come back again. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and I think selling is critical. Speak to you later.